There have been scenes of joy and relief at airports around the country overnight as Australian evacuees from the coronavirus epicentre have finally been allowed to return home. The two-week quarantine period on Christmas Island has ended for the initial group of evacuees from the Chinese city of Wuhan. But there's more bad news in Japan, with 99 more confirmed cases of the virus aboard the Diamond Princess. The federal government is arranging a mercy flight to evacuate Australians aboard the stricken cruise ship tomorrow. Holden's long-time rival Ford has expressed interest in employing some of the 600 workers who are set to lose their jobs. Holden's American parent company, General Motors, yesterday announced it was scrapping the iconic brand. Excuse me. Ford has told the ABC it intends to stay in Australia and that it's currently hiring. Meanwhile, there's uncertainty over the future of Holden's racing team. In the V8 supercars, 16 Commodores will race in the cars this season, which starts this weekend in Adelaide with the Clipsal 500.
Accused of a culture of cover-up has received reports of alleged inappropriate behaviour by several current teachers. A Four Corners investigation into St Kevin's College has found those complaints involve an allegation of sexual harassment and also concerns about potential grooming and inappropriate behaviour towards students. The school's governing body is investigating at least one complaint by a teacher who alleges he was sexually harassed by a senior colleague.